Hi! Come here. Tunde, come here. Must you bleach? No, seriously, let's just look at it. As a guy in today's world, we know, okay, as an individual in today's world, we know everyone has insecurities they're dealing with. But then when you now come to the issue of bleaching, yeah, this is like a whole different thing altogether. Some people, like, I think it has become a national disaster that the government needs to start looking into. The issue of bleaching. Wait, let me laugh first. I remember I was walking here. I saw this lady, and from her face down to her belly, she was light-skinned. No, I can't see her belly, but her hands were light-skinned. Then I look at her feet, and they're like charcoal, like black. And she looked like someone who came out from an accident victim. Like, I mean, a fire accident who was saved. And I'm like, yo, this shit is getting too much. And people are doing this because, like, I don't know. They don't know the dangers of this. I know I'm not a medical practitioner, but mere looking at this shit, it's a lot, like, it's a lot of bullshit. Come here, bring your ear closer. Stop bleaching in Jesus' name. Yeah, stop bleaching in Jesus' name. So now, I think, like, everyone knows, skin bleaching is a cosmetic practice that aims to lighten someone's skin. God naturally gave you that dark skin, and you're not really proud of it, so you decided to mix cream. Go to all these people in Agege, they mix cream for you. They call themselves professional mixers, and you start rubbing the cream. Oh, sorry to say, there's some people that do this skin whitening and all that. That's why you should patronize KJ Glue. She does a lot of amazing stuff with her skin product and skincare. So for you not to be looking like a victim of fire disaster, why not patronize KJ Glue? Don't worry, I'll be dropping that link to her business in the link of this episode. KJ, you actually have to pay me for this ad I did. So now back to it. You know, it's a natural disaster, I think. And one thing with this is, like, once you start and you stop, then there's an adverse effect. Skin bleaching is the practice of trying to lighten the skin, and I think it has existed for 100 years now. This is like from a research I looked online. Some use skin lightening to reduce the appearance of specific areas of hyperpigmentation, and this is where the specific area of the skin darkens. That's in response to an injury, medical conditions such as like acne, sun damage, pregnancy, which can cause melasma. And dermatologists often provide advice and safe treatment options for lightening smaller areas of the skin. I remember there's this is it Fombact A? I know there's a lot of people. I had a friend when I was in like secondary school. He had pimples. He had a lot of pimples, and he had to get this cream Fombact A. And at the end of the day, after using it, his skin started bleaching. It changed the it lightened the skin, and that is really, really understandable. And there are this set of people which I don't understand their main purpose in life, because how do you have to explain you looking like Kim Kardashian at the top, and below you are looking like this Lupita Nyong'o? It's actually crazy, like, actually crazy though. Skin bleaching necessary? Skin bleaching is not medically necessary, but you know, something people choose to do for cosmetic reason. Some people use it to lighten melasma, blemishes and age spots, while others try to use it to alter their skin tone. And that's why I don't understand, why are you trying to alter your skin tone? Some people bleach their skin due to like skin diseases like vitiligo and all that. They're not really confident of their skin. And again, look at it from this angle. Racism frames being white as superior to all other races and ethnicities. So this also applies to beauty standard, causing people to view white European forms of beauty as the most desirable. And that's what I think. And that's what I think. I look at this angle. Another key driver of skin bleaching is colorism, I think, which is related to maybe distinct racism. Colorism is a discriminatory practice of preferring lighter skin tones over darker skin tones. So I think this has to do with a lot of the idea that white is superior to black. If you're a dark skinned person, you're trying to achieve this kind of skin tone because you're not accepted into is it a society or a business function. And they're like, so I understand this have to do with a kind of racism, and this has like adverse effect on the society. Now when we get to Nigeria, we know Nigeria is a very hot country depending on the weather, and sometimes it's not really favorable. Let me talk about this place I'm schooling now, Okitipupa in Ondo State. Sometimes the temperature might soar to around 35 to 40 degrees. That's how hot the place could be. And then you are seeing this person using a product that he hasn't verified from his dermatologist. He just went to someone who knows how to mix cream. Please, it has diverse effect. That's why you hear people having skin cancer. Don't mix up a product. I feel people should be proud of their skin. It's your heritage. You were born with it. Embrace it. Celebrate it. And all that. I think this boils down to the whole colorism of a thing, because colorism is rooted in racism. And like racism, it places value based on skin color. So I see why people really kind of gravitate towards bleaching and all that. And there's this like study found that internalizing white beauty standards contributed to African American and Indian women dissatisfaction with their skin and hair as well, an attempt to lighten both. So there was another study, 2019 study, found that exposure to advertisement and self-esteem issues predicted skin bleaching among students at the University of Lagos, UNILAG. A round of applause. Come here, if you are going to UNILAG, I have a special prayer for you. Zualakate. Receive sense in Jesus' name. So now, okay, like, jokes apart, this is like a big issue. It's a big issue. And also, like, a study found that in Nigeria, a 2019 study in Nigeria found that self-acceptance and education about the risk of skin bleaching could help prevent the practice. There's a lot of people bleaching their skin, and I think you don't need to do that to accept the fact that you are beautiful. Let me place this thing. Some people don't actually know what they have. There's this, some have food but cannot eat. Some can eat but have no food. We have food and we can't eat. You understand? Some people don't know what they have, and they are trying to look for what you don't have. If I don't know if I'm kind of making sense. You're beautiful. And again, you're not trying to fit your standard into Kim Kardashian or Beyonce's standard. Knowing fully well that those people go for photo shoots and they're photographers that edit their pictures and all that. This is like, we are in the digital world where there's so many photo manipulations, and people get triggered, and people get, will I say, depressed when society views them as this. Understand what I mean? So this shows how the negative messages people hear about skin tone can substantially alter their self-image and influence behavior. So I think self-esteem is a big key in this. Some people are not really proud of their skin. Sometimes people, when I was growing up, people do say I was like, I'm black like a Ghanaian, you understand? At the end of the day, growing up, I embraced myself. I was like, this is me. This is how I was created. I remember my mom talking to me like, she always used to say this, I'm what God says I am. Nobody can intimidate me without my consent. So I grew up on that words, you understand? Actually believing in myself, being confident of my own skin and all that. So I think this is a big issue. Self-esteem plays a role in this, because I don't understand. Let's even look at it from this angle. Tunde, why are you bleaching your skin in this hot weather? No, come come here, let's reason together. let's talk about this thing. I see some guys too bleaching, and the thing just irks my spirit because, bro, you're handsome, so what the fuck are you doing? Like, what are you trying to achieve? Are you trying to, like, go into a competition with the ladies and all that? And I'm like, yo, you're looking like a victim from, like, as if you went to the laboratory and you were poured acid. That's how some people look like, for real. So, there's a lot going into this bleaching stuff, and I think it's a big danger. You understand? I don't even, you see why I'm stammering and all that. Some people don't really care about it. Looking at the safety of skin bleaching, you know, treating areas of hyperpigmentation can be safe if a person uses dermatologist approved products. Not going to one under the bridge guy that is doing that is mixing. So if you guys don't really know about this, in Nigeria, there's this set of people who sell cosmetic products and creams. So they kind of mix bleaching cream for people, I don't know, depending on their skin tone and whatnot. And it's really, really disgusting because once they mix that shit, then you start applying it to your skin. For me, I use shea butter all the way. It's very, very good on the skin. So this is like another advice to you guys. If you want your skin to be radiant, use shea butter. Shea butter is natural and it helps to, you know, give your skin that freedom. So like I was saying, there are people who their own profession and their own skill is actually mixing cream. And this is really, really dangerous. I had this teacher who bleached her skin to the extent that her veins were showing. It's a disaster. It's a national disaster. And people need to be reevaluated. It's not more beauty. It's turning from beauty to another thing. So, like, however, attempts to bleach the entire skin are always risky. That's what I was trying to tell you. So even someone uses safer method, it may cause, like, an uneven skin tone. So that's what people don't really realize. You see, their knuckles be really ashy, and their like nails, their fingers will be looking like the cigarette blunts. Don't do that. You have like irritation, rashes, or even eczema, discoloration. So globally, the biggest risk of skin bleaching by far comes from mercury and all that. So there's a lot of like bleaching stuff. So skin bleaching is a common cosmetic practice worldwide. It's a global pandemic. I think people should start accepting the fact that they are beautiful and handsome the way they are. This narrative of actually white is being superior should be talked about and discussed. Because I felt it even happens in the entertainment industry. Now there's a lot, when people talk about light skin, okay, I need light skin. Their own definition of beauty is light skinned, lighter toned skin. The whites, they view people with light skin as something. For me, I just think it all boils down to your self-esteem. Just believe in yourself. You don't have, who are you impressing? Impress yourself. Sometimes don't do things to actually think of what people will say. Be yourself, because at the end of the day, all these things have health risk. They are all chemicals going into your system, so you never know what you are putting into. So I think there's no safe or reliable way to lighten someone's skin tone. Products or DIY recipes that claim to do so can carry numerous risk. You might be doing it for years and you never know. So even legal and over-the-counter options such as hydroquinone creams can sometimes lead to permanent discoloration. So I feel like the pressure of white beauty standard, colorism, and racism drives the demand for skin bleaching products. So however, research shows that educating people on the potential risk and fostering self-acceptance and confidence can prevent people from using risky products. So what I think in this whole thing generally is, just be yourself. Bleaching won't actually make you more beautiful. You find out at the end of the day, people who bleach can't stop doing it, because the moment they stop, it go back. It takes you 2 times worse than what you were before. So just accept yourself the way you are. You're all beautiful. It's a global thing, and I think people should accept themselves the way they are. So I want you guys to comment on the comment section of Spotify. What were your experience with people who have bleached, or have you had a bad experience with like bleaching products and all that? So from today, Exford, I hope I have made it known to you guys. Bleaching should be a no-go area. Just be confident of your own skin and try to drive out that narrative that being white is superior. Just accept the way you were born. It's your genes. Be proud. You're black, you're Hispanic, you're whatever. So thank you all for clicking and listening. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share. Peace out.